Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to welcome you to tonight's Eagle Spotlight, where we are being joined by Eric. Eric, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
Eric, basketball season, senior year, how are things going so far, man?
I mean, we had a rough start, and we can play good with the best of them, and we have our off nights. We can also lose to the worst of them.
Being your senior year, what are you most excited about moving forward and with basketball?
With basketball, well, I'm just hoping that we can go as far as we were able to in the season and do the best that we can so I can enjoy the most of it.
What are you going to miss most?
I don't know, being with my friends and having those good times in the locker rooms and practices and all that.
You talk about your friends and your teammates. Who on the basketball team makes Eric a better basketball player?
I wouldn't say a player does. I'd probably say a coach makes me a better basketball player. But if I was going off of players, I don't know. I just feel like we all are so close together. So we all have we all make each other better. Like all of the teammates.
Coming into the season, I know football season was a little longer for y'all and stuff. But what are some of your personal goals for this season?
I don't know, just do the best that I can, help my team win to the best of my ability, and basketball season's always short here, and just because we can never get in rhythm by the time playoffs come, or district's always rough, and because of football being so long the past 4 years, it doesn't give us a long basketball season.
You talk about district's always rough. Talk about your district and talk about some of the tougher teams in your district. Who is probably your toughest competition in district?
Toughest competition would probably be Sundown. They have a good team there, and they play hard throughout the four quarters.
What about Sundown makes them difficult besides playing hard through the four quarters? They got a lot of speed, height. What is it?
They got a little bit of it all. They got some speed. They got some height. But really, it's their defense. Their defense is really good.
And what were some of y'all's goals as a team for this season?
Make a run in the playoffs. That's basically what we're going for.
How far of a run? Y'all want to go all the way? I mean, I know everybody's dreams to go all the way, but what are you thinking?
I mean, if we can go all the way, then yeah, that would definitely be one of them. But I mean, just make our team, you know, by the time playoffs hit, so where we can have a good game every game.
What other team is tough in y'all's district besides Sundown? Is it y'all next, or is it another team?
I would say, I would say we're the best team, but
right.
Tahoka is another tough team, and probably Smyre. I mean, all our teams play hard in our district. They're just
good competition, yeah. Night in and night out.
Yes, sir.
Always makes for fun games to watch as a fan as well.
Yes, sir.
Those are the kind of games you like to play in as well, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
What about those games make it fun for you?
The competition, really. The fans getting loud, the atmosphere in the gym. That's what makes it fun.
Let's turn away from basketball and for sports for a minute. What are your plans after graduation?
I would like to go to college. I'm undecided right now, but I have a few ideas of what I would like to be. Like, I have two. Basically, it's being a coach or electrical engineering. And besides that, I'm not sure on the school yet. I have my eyes on WT and South Plains, but I'm not sure yet.
Not sure yet. Well, those are two good professions to go into. What made you choose both of those or have both of those as a profession you're wanting to go into?
Coaching is – I love sports, and I have a real passion for it. And I would love to guide other kids in my future to be able to do their best in the sports that they love. And electrical engineering, well, I like money, so.
Right. Let's come back to basketball just for sports for a minute. Or school in general, what are the other things are you involved in besides basketball?
I was involved in football, and I'm also involved in track. And maybe tennis, but I'm not sure.
What do you run in track?
I run the 800, the 800 relay and a mile relay.
Y'all pretty good at track too.
Well, I had made it to state last year in the 800.
You did?
Yes, sir.
That's cool. Is that a goal again this year?
Yes, sir. It's if I don't make it a state and I beat my record, I'm good with that.
You're good with that?
As long as I can do the best that I can.
What is your record in the 800?
159.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
That's good. Well, as we get ready to close out this interview, is there any shout-outs you'd like to give to anybody, special thanks or anything?
Just to my family, friends, and coaches.
All right. Well, you've been listening to the Eagle Spotlight tonight. If you missed part of this interview, we will have it posted on our website, towntalkradio.com, soon. We want to thank Eric for joining us tonight, and let's get back to the game.